I'm in love with the Eastern Cape. I am in love with the Wild Coast. And if you know the area, you know that access, particularly by road, can be very difficult to reach certain areas. But what if it's your job? What if it's your job to get a parcel to someone in rural Eastern Cape, somewhere along the Mdumbi River? What is it that will take you to go beyond the call of duty to wade through rivers, hitch a hike, a lift on a canoe to try and get a delivery pass, delivery delivered? Because there's a delivery driver in the Eastern Cape who went the extra mile and crossed rivers to deliver birthday gifts in the Eastern Cape. Well, Warren Hudson is the manager of Cool Bananas. It's a convenience store, and also Noliswi's homestay in the Eastern Cape on the Wild Coast. And you were the recipient of this particular parcel. You had ordered birthday gifts that needed to be delivered on a particular day. Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Lester. How are you this morning?
I'm very, very good. Tell us about the story and you and the... You ordered a product on Takealot, and then it was dispatched by a delivery company called DPD Laser Delivery. Pick up the story from there.
Ah, that's correct. We've got a number of children that we look after here at the Wild Coast, and two of them had a very special birthday on the 24th and the 27th of March. Usually we go down to the hole in the wall for a picnic or a braai with all the children in the back of the bucky, and we have a fantastic day down there. But due to work commitments and things with the shop being busy over the Easter weekend and leading up to that, we weren't able to go and celebrate their birthdays down at the hole at the wall. So we decided that this year we'd get them something special. And we had a look on Takealot, and we found out that they do deliver to the area. And we ordered two items for the 13-year-old and the 17-year-old. It's a boy and a girl. And we took it from there, and it wasn't a few days later we received a call to say that the delivery is here at the Wild Coast, but the only thing is that they were on the other side of the river at Freedom O'Clock Backpackers, which is not far from us, but it's on the other side of the river, which is 25 kilometers away and at least an hour to an hour and a half's traveling time.
And so what did this delivery driver do?
He gave us a call, and he asked if we don't mind if he leaves the parcel at Freedom O'Clock and if we can make a plan to collect it there. But unfortunately, as mentioned, with our work commitments and everything, it would have been difficult for us to get across the river and collect the parcel ourselves. And it was pretty urgent, so we asked him if he could please drive around and bring it to us. And he said, okay, he'll definitely see what he can do. Mm. As I explained, it was birthday gifts for the two kids as well, and it was pretty urgent. They were dying for their gifts. So he said, no, he'll see what he can do, and we went offline, and I continued in the shop helping customers, and it wasn't long after that all of a sudden I saw this guy standing at the door with a Takealot parcel in his hand. He was sweating, perspiring like you won't believe. His T-shirt was wet, and I looked at the parcel and I said, "How on earth did you get here so fast?"
So he jogged down to the river. He didn't swim. He hitched a ride on a kayak to cross the Mdumbi River.
Yes, the river is very difficult or awkward to cross during high tide. Basically you would need to swim across. You can only really wade across sort of waist to armpit deep depth when it's low tide. And he managed to find one of the gentlemen with a kayak, and he hired a ride across which cost him 15 rand, and took a jog along the beach, up the hill, and to our doorstep with a parcel.
That's beyond the call of duty stuff, eh?
Certainly. I was gobsmacked. When we saw him there so quick, I couldn't believe my eyes. And I just thought that it was necessary to just do a little bit of a story on our Facebook page, which we did. And all of a sudden, it just took off like you won't believe.
What's the driver's name?
His name is Sikoli. I'm difficult with the pronouncing of the name. It's Coqueto.
Okay, and you've already informed your post on Facebook has gone to a certain level of virality. DPD Laser, the delivery who delivers on behalf of Takealot, they've been informed. I hear that he's been lauded for going the extra mile for you guys.
Yes, Nick Broom from DPD Laser knows about the story. Initially, the gentleman didn't want to give us a name or be photographed. He was very humble indeed and didn't want any acknowledgement, which I didn't do when I did the initial post. I just posted a picture of the parcel. And from there on, people have contacted DPD Laser and they've got his name and everything. And Nick Froom has basically indicated that this gentleman has now been entered into a competition where he's got the chance of going overseas to Spain
if he gets
nominated further, which is absolutely fantastic, and he really deserves it for going the extra mile.
And congratulations to you for honoring Sikolile with him going the extra mile, hitching a ride on a kayak over the Mdumbi River, walking up hills to get these two birthday gifts delivered. A little bit of brightness for your day. Warren Hudson is the manager of a Cool Bananas convenience store. It's in Chani Village, then Transkei Wild Coast, one of my favorite places in the world. And if you know the area, you know how difficult access